many of the records, many of the songs are on the same record or on opposite sides of one record. So this becomes a sticky problem, and you kind of have to pre-record it. However, being the whiz in production that I am, I thought I could do it live here today with hardly a hitch. So we're going to do the capsule countdown here, okay? Let's see, how does it start? Stand by for launch. Isn't that what Gary says every morning? Yes, stand by for launch in rapid review for you, AFEN's Capsule Countdown, America's Top 10.
Promises, promises, I'm up through with promises, promises now.
9.
On a sewer of grape wine.
Noise number 8.
Dashing through meadows of yellow and green. Trying to catch the impossible.
Wait a second. 8. Number 7, magic carpet, right?
I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun.
Number 7. Number 6, I love her, I love her.
I wish that I could stay, before the thing would answer me, well,
naughty,
someone
then.
Turned the lamp away. I look around, I love the candles all
number
around.
Number 6.
Well,
lost my list. Wait, number 5.
Wichita Lineman.
Oh, my worst.
Wichita Lineman.
I love how your heart beats.
I can't find it.
Whenever I hold you.
Oh, boy. Wichita.
I love how you think of me.
I love you.
Without being told to.
Wichita, number 5.
But it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch
Stormy.
Down south won't ever stand the strain.
Number 4.
And I need to
call you Stormy. Wed me today.
Starting to go smoothly now.
Oh,
number 2. That's,
like
that's on the other side of this.
Wait a minute. Other side. Number 2.
Yes,
love child. Number 2.
Love child.
Number 1 here.
There we go. Number 1 for the second week in a row here at AFEN. There's no doubt about it, Scott. We've got to get a capsule countdown in here tomorrow morning. Well, if you're leaving us, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6:15. If you're staying around, we'll see you on part 3 of the Dawnbuster following the news. Number 1, second week in a row. This is Dion. It's called Abraham, Martin, and John.
Anybody here?
Oh, checking our FM time for you on this Friday morning. It's 9:15 now.
Presently, a bright light showed upon the wall for a moment, and Fritz and Mary believed it was their guardian angel, who, after depositing the toys in the drawing room, flew away in the midst of a golden luster to visit other children. Immediately afterwards, a bell rang. The door was thrown violently open, and so strong a light burst into the apartment that the children were dazzled and uttered cries of surprise and alarm. When they entered the drawing room and saw the great tree growing, as it were, from the middle of the floor, and covered with blossoms made of sugar plums instead of fruit, the whole glittering by the light of 100 candles concealed amongst the boughs, they danced about in a manner which showed how well they had attended the lessons of their masturbator. Where shall I pick it up?
Take it from when they entered.
When they entered the drawing room and saw the great tree growing, as it were, from the middle of the floor, and covered with blossoms made of sugar plums instead of fruit, the whole glittering by the light of 100 candles concealed amongst the boughs, they danced about in a manner which showed how well they had attended the lessons of their dancing master. Oh, dear Papa, whose is that funny figure leaning against the Christmas tree? Mary examined a fascinating, grotesque figure,
dressed like a hussar, with boots and a little woolly beard. "This little man," answered their father, "will help you both, for in the future he will crack nuts for you, and he belongs as much to Fritz as to you, and as much to you as to Fritz." Thus speaking, the judge took up the little man very carefully, and raising his wooden cloak, made him open his mouth by a very simple motion, and display two rows of sharp white teeth. Mary then placed a nut in the little man's mouth, and crack, crack, the shell was broken into a dozen little nuts. Oh, how could we be so bereft, at so old an age, to find so much smut in a child's story all about a nutcracker? Now, where am I going to pick it up this time? I'm just amazed at you two children.
Thus speaking, the judge took up the little man very carefully.
I knew I'd have difficulty getting through this train. Thus speaking, the judge took up the little man very carefully, and raising his wooden cloak, made him open his mouth by a very simple motion, and display two rows... Cal, you are a disaster. I'm going to close the curtains. Thus speaking, you are...
You'd open your mouth, too, if somebody...
stroked you on your coattail, yes. Thus speaking, the judge took up the little man very carefully and, raising his wooden cloak, gave him a royal goose in the cheek. All right, now, we are going to do it straight this time, and we're running out of tape. Thus speaking, the judge took up the little man very carefully and, raising his wooden cloak, made him open his mouth. but run the tape back. Thus speaking, the judge took up the little man very carefully and, raising his wooden cloak, made him open his mouth by a very simple motion and display two rows of sharp white teeth. Mary then placed a nut in the little man's mouth and, crack, crack, the shell was broken into a dozen pieces, and the kernel fell whole and sound into Mary's hand. The little girl then learned that the dandified gentleman belonged to the ancient and respectable race of nutcrackers, whose origin is as ancient as the town of Nuremberg. Fritz demanded his share of the nuts, which the puppet cracked. Next, he wanted to hold the little man while he cracked the nuts. Only in spite of the remonstrances of his sister, Fritz chose the largest and hardest nuts to cram into his mouth. So at the fifth or sixth crack...
Fritz chose the largest and the hardest nuts to cram into his mouth.
This is a sordid and lewd story if I ever heard one. I've never had this trouble before. It's just with you people, doesn't it? Fritz chose the largest and hardest nuts to cram into the nutcracker's mouth, so at the fifth or sixth crack, out fell three or four of the poor little fellow's teeth. At the same time, his chin fell and became tremulous like that of an old man. "Oh, my poor nutcracker," cried Mary, snatching the little man from the hands of Fritz. "What a stupid fellow he is," cried Fritz. "He pretends to be a nutcracker and is..."
22 months in service. How are you? This has become somewhat standard, I'm afraid, and much as we... If you could.
Can we get a level? Do you have a level, Bob?
All set?
You can just read the first line.
Okay, hi, this is Joey Bishop. The Dawn Buster happens mornings on AFVN with your host, Army Specialist Pat Sajak.
Okay.
Listen to it. He's full of shit. It starts off your day.
Pat?
Sorry, Pat.
Does Pat look like Jack Parr to you? There
we go. Yeah. Wow. Yes, he does.
Okay.
Yeah, he does. Except for the hairdo, he does. He looks a lot like Parr. Come here, Mel. Take a look. Follow right there.
Yes, he does.
Well, he's got the same mouth.
Why don't you put some... He looks like Jack Parr. If you could. But he's... so he's got a son.
Geez, maybe I'll be putting a kiss of...
Late every night. Is that it?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I goofed on the last one. I said the new and then and it was now, but I said new and now sounds. Is it all right? I can do it again for you if not.
No, that's swell. Beautiful.
Where do I pick up the check?
Let's see. We've got after scale this week.
Oh, I don't work for that kind of money.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that it?
Could we do a short interview with you?
You bet.
All right.
Yes.
Do you have my microphone on? Good. Joey Bishop, firmly established, is one of America's leading...
Are there any women out there now? What are you smoking, Eartha Kitt's Tampax?
would you like one?
No.
It's a Sherman.
Oh, okay. It's a Sherman.
And that's a Sherman.
It is.
That's a Sherman, too.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
We can pick it up.
It's a little grass as well.
Okay. A little grass. Mm-hmm.
Wow, what's this?
I kissed a soldier. Now she won't buy me a rabbit.
Do you have to hang on to the pipes when you pee?
Clap, 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 clap.
If you do, I think it's about time you saw the doctor.
Question. How's your VD lately? No, we're not speaking about your vicious dog or your vitamin deficiency. We're talking about a very personal problem. The man to see is the medic. Once you see him, your world will once again be a very happy place.
The charges to a 10-10 halftime deadlock, but then the roof caved in. In NFL exhibition contest today, the Vikings nipped New Orleans 20-17. The Bears prevailed over St. Louis. There we go, 19-17. And Los Angeles barely...
And as I said, they are in Vietnam right now. It's sponsored, of course, by the USO Hollywood Overseas Committee, and we hope you'll be watching for them, and we'll contact your special services officer to find out when they will be in your area. Next up now, some more music. And Bob, I can't find the paper. Play something, dear. And that, of course, was the Lovin' Spoonful with Never Going Back. And Bob, our sound engineer, was dying when I couldn't find the little slip that I made out with all the records I'm going to play today. And I should explain, there's only one explanation. I'm coming down with a cold, and I took a Coracidin just before I came on. And the theme of this show isn't up, up, and away for nothing. I want you to know that. USO mail call time now, and I have a letter here from a gal in Detroit. I just broke up the sound engineer. Here's the letter. It says, yesterday I ran across an article in the Detroit News, which I...
If you'd like to join this operation and possibly travel throughout Vietnam, entertaining your fellow servicemen, contact Operation Star Search, American Forces Vietnam Network, Saigon, APO 96309.
Once we receive your letter telling us of your special talent, we'll send you instructions on how to arrange for an audition.
Don't forget, Operation Star Search wants you. Right now, Operation. Right now, Operation Star Search, American Forces Vietnam Network, Saigon, APO 96237-10.
Dial 777 and dictaphone up your ass. I changed my copy to Right Today, Operation Star Search.
Yeah.
Because Right Now sounds like Right Now!
That's right. Bigelow 5, get those numbers coming in.
Don't forget,
yes,
the number to call in Saigon is Tiger 3182. Vote for your favorite.
When was the last time you tangled with a locomotive? Well, most people who do wish they hadn't. But locomotives are not invulnerable. They do need tracks. That's where you may come in. Not as a track, but if you drive as a tank or an APC or heavy-wheeled vehicle, cross the tracks at... Well, if you cross the tracks at other than those prepared crossings, you may be knocking those rails all out of kilter. That makes it hard on the trains. So, whenever you can, make sure you use the things, the prepared crossings.
Well, thank you, Betty. And that sort of reminds us of the great Russian inventor. Regular... Oh, I blew it!
Korean military guards knocked an American soldier to the ground in the Korean truce village of Panmunjom. The brief incident broke out near the building where the U.N. command in North Korea were trading charges of border violations. U.S. and North Korean officers...
How does that song go? Here we go again. Yes, we're ready to go here on a Tuesday, June 11th of the Dawnbuster Radio Program, 0616 is our time. I'm Army Specialist Jim Burnside.
The All-American Boy!
With a show with a bang, the Dawnbuster.
American Forces Vietnam Network, Channel 11 in Saigon, now concludes its broadcast day. Channel 11 is the key station of the American Forces Vietnam Network, an operating division of the Office of Information, Military Assistance Command Vietnam, and operates under the authority of the United States Department of Defense and the government of the Republic of Vietnam. Studios and transmitter at number 9 Hung Top 2. Channel 11 operates with an authorized effective radiated power of 240,000 watts. The American Forces Vietnam Network invites you to join Channel 11.
God motherfucking damn it!
For the Red Knight, the emblem depicts a rice plant and a water. And a water. And water.
I could never another love a lover.
This is the American Forces Network, Europe.
Young America comes alive on GO, Phase 1 and 2, heard weeknights at 2105 on AFVN Saigon.
But for those of us voting absentee, there is a time for action. No, for those of you voting absentee, not us. Slug voting number one.
I like that one. That was well done. I think we're going to have to send that one all over the net. That was good.
Very good? Temperance savings, number one. Hi, love. This is Chris Noel, and you can't beat it. 10% interest compounded quarterly on your savings. All this... Hi, love. This is Chris Noel, and you can't beat it. 10% interest compounded quarterly on your savings. All this with a Uniformed Services Savings Deposit Program. While you're in Vietnam, take advantage of this great savings program. Remember, deposits made to the Uniformed Services Savings Deposit Program. Simultaneously. We've got to think of a substitute for that word.
At the same time.
We'll do this one last. Do that one last.
Oh, we can skip it. It's not one of these really important spots.
Won't do that one. Hi, love. This is Chris Noel. What do you know about mosquitoes? For instance, did you know that the mosquito that gives you malaria is called the
Anopheles.
Anopheles? Anopheles. Hi, love. This is Chris Noel. What do you know about mosquitoes? For instantly... Oh, I don't believe this. Are you rolling? Hi, love. This is Chris Noel. What do you know about mosquitoes? Well, for instance... Hi, love. This is Chris Noel. What do you know about mosquitoes? For instance, did you know that the mosquito that gives you malaria is called the Anopheles? How many times have you been... Is that right? Anopheles? Hi, love. This is Chris Noel. What do you know about mosquitoes? For instance, did you know that the mosquito that gives you malaria is called the Anopheles? How many times have you been sitting around with a bunch of guys when one of them suddenly shouts, "Hey, there goes an Anopheles mosquito!" Not very often, huh? Well, they are kind of hard to identify, especially at night. The best solution to the malaria problem is your bloodstream. As you've been taking your malaria pill regularly, the pill gives you resistance. Take it once each week, and 8 weeks after you go home. Should I do that one again?
If you'd like.
Good. Hi, love. This is Chris Noel. What do you know about mosquitoes? For instance... I don't believe this one. I'm having trouble with it. Is that okay? That's all of them.
Another arm of the 17th, the 52nd Combat Aviation Battalion, headquartered at Camp Holloway in Pleiku, is one of the oldest such units in the Republic of Vietnam today. It boasts participation in all major operations conducted in the highlands of the two corps in support of MACV, ARVN, and CIDG forces, receiving valorous unit citations for outstanding actions during Operation Gilterbrand. No, that's not right. Receiving valorous unit citations for outstanding actions during Operation Gib... Receiving valorous unit citations for outstanding actions during Operation Gibraltar and the Battle of Play Me. No sooner than the 268th Combat Aviation Battalion became operational on the 1st of September in 1967 than it was involved in the largest... Than it was involved in the... Take that from the top. That's written very poorly. No sooner... I'm going to change the wording.
...throughout the 2, 3, and 4 Corps area, and several crews will perhaps be hauling mail and perishable foods. It should be noted that during the Christmas holidays, the 19th crews flew more than a full schedule so that mail and packages, as well as Christmas dinners, could get to the treetops. Take two.
My green tambourine, the Lemon Pipers on the countdown program.
Lifer. You cut it after the word program and go on to the next record.
Here is Chaplain Delbert Brown of the 525th MI Group.
There were they in great fear, where no fear was. Sometimes it helps us to get started into a sensible view of our fears.
I'm not sure Mac V will approve these.
...among themselves and set up a common and a
unit...
This is W. Up. One moment, please.
Good morning, Vietnam. This is Fess Parker inviting you to wake up with the chickens, the birds, and Army Specialist Jim Birdside. Birdside. Jim Burnside. I've got to try it again.
Connie aircraft from embarked attack carrier wing 14. Okay. Connie aircraft from embarked attack. From embarked attack. That's right. Connie aircraft from embarked attack carrier wing air. Connie aircraft. One more time. Connie aircraft from embarked carrier. God, that's awful. Connie aircraft from embarked attack. Oh, God, that's an impossible line to say, man. Holy Christ. Let me do it real slowly for you one time. Connie aircraft from embarked attack carrier Air Wing 14 began photo reconnaissance. Oh, if I get through this. Over the Plaine de Jarre in Laos. Plaine de Jarre, is that right? Connie aircraft from embarked attack carrier Air Wing 14 began photo reconnaissance flights with armed escorts. Damn. Maybe this time I'll make it. Connie aircraft from embarked at... Boy, you have to be... We have to warm up for this line.
That's about it. Not too many. Usually, I had a Polaroid and then some Matic, and I just didn't take that many.
It's Mac, and oh, we just fucked and fucked. Shot smack and smoked dope and just laid around and fucked.
What kind of people do you find in Hawaii?
A lot of hippies. It was cool. People with real long hair that would really piss off lifers and shit, you know, because they had really good hair, you know. Like that, like people should have hair like that, and, you know, they smoke good cigarettes, real funny ones with twisted ends, you know. I don't know what they call them, but they were a lot of fun, you know.
What's your heads on Maui?
Yeah.
And John, being the superb newscaster that you are, I'm sure you'll appreciate this.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. With the halo of a street lamp.
6 Americans were killed. 1,253 wounded. During the same period, South Vietnamese military losses were 200 killed and 798 wounded. Allied forces reported killing 1,431 enemy during that week. Israeli and Jordanian forces clashed again this morning. They fought a near two-hour machine gun battle near the Dead Sea, and a similar fight lasted about an hour near the Sea of Galilee. Jordanian communique issued in the capital of Amman said 3 Jordanian troops were killed and several Israelis wounded. It's the latest in some of the heaviest fighting in an expanded series of battles. More rioting was reported in Pakistan cities today, and police fought demonstrators with clubs and tear gas. The new anti-government demonstrations came as the government arrested former foreign minister Zulfikar Ali Bhutto. His speeches against the regime of President Ayub Khan have led to rioting in a dozen cities and a student assassination attempt against Ayub Khan. Three Negro civil rights workers died in a blaze of gunfire in Boston yesterday. Police say they were killed by five Negro men who burst into the headquarters of a civil rights group, opened fire, and then fled. One victim said the government demanded money. Troubled San Francisco State College has been ordered shut down. School President Robert Smith says it will stay closed until such time as we can open it on a more rational basis. Police and Rockstone students battled again today in the latest disturbance in a week of disorder. Troubles were triggered by the dismissal of an instructor who belonged to the radical Black Panther. Finally, Pope Paul says he is deeply concerned because religious indifference has become fashionable and some Christians even believe God is dead. In a speech in St. Peter's Basilica, the Pope reaffirmed that religion and communism can't be reconciled, although discussion is possible. That completes the 7 o'clock news. Good night.